USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a plan to provide free college tuition to those deemed essential workers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Whitmer said the program, known as Futures for Frontliners, would provide a tuition-free pathway to college or a technical certificate to essential workers without degrees, including child care providers, manufacturers, and health care, grocery, public safety, sanitation, and even delivery workers. Whitmer compared the program to the GI Bill, which provides free health care, schooling, housing discounts, and other services to members of the military since its inception in 1944 during World War II. She also announced an expansion to the state's WorkShare program to allow employers to reduce employee hours to receive weekly unemployment insurance and pandemic unemployment assistance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As many governors plan to reopen their states, many small businesses are hoping they can make it through these tough times to where they can get a small business loan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. You know, looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants, and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.